Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. 5 more minutes with Ted Anderson. Then I'm going to get into a detailed analysis of the frame-up of the Republic. Then Gerald Celente joins us, and then we have a lady joining us here on the broadcast who has sued the big GMO companies, a plaintiff for the ACLU. Together, they are fighting the U.S. Patent Office for granting one laboratory a patent on breast cancer genes, BRCA1 and BRCA2. She has been interviewed by numerous news programs, including 60 Minutes. But this is how they take your blood samples at birth. They go patent it, and when you try to go get gene therapy, they say sorry. So they're not just patenting seeds. They're doing it with human beings. So she's coming up for the last 30 minutes or 45 minutes of the third hour today. Very important area to look at that. I know I've been ranting, and then Ted sits there, and I never go to him. Ted, it's so elementary. And so people call me, and they go, well, why do I want to buy gold, you know, with dollars? How does that help me? Well, okay, the dollar's been devalued. And so if you bought gold 11 years ago at $300 an ounce or whatever it was, where was gold 11 years ago, Ted?
Well, we hit about $245 an ounce at its bottom.
And okay. So if you bought it 11 years ago at $245, I keep forgetting I actually bought some then. I always say $300 and something. I remember buying it at $200, but I want to make sure because, you know, memory fails that far back. So I buy gold at a lot of what I bought was $300, $350, $400, $500, stuff like that. And now, obviously, I can't buy as much because it's so much, but I buy a little. But thank God I did buy, you know, some back then, really when I had almost no money. But I was able to, you know, every month or two, get a little something, get some silver, and it builds up. So people are like, why is that a good deal? Well, let me see. Your dollar's been devalued. Real estate's been devalued. All this stuff's gone down or is flat at best. But then there's something in the last 11 years that went from $240 to $1,670, and silver went from 5 to 40 plus. I mean, I don't understand, Ted, why people don't understand. I just don't get it.
They should hold it pretty clear in their mind by now. I don't know why they wouldn't either. But one of the things that's going on right now, Alex, the only reason why I haven't adjusted prices because I have to is that I was building out a studio and I just walked in, hit the microphone. You're able to buy at prices that are $1,600 an ounce gold. And right now we're looking at gold at $1,673.10. Silver went up to $42.15 today. I mean, like the Walking Liberty halves I have at $18.97 should be over $20. The British sovereigns at $4.49, they're well into the 50s. The francs right now at $3.58. Those ones are into the 360 level. Everything that I have, that book and silver dollar deal at $85 delivered to you where you get the two silver dollars, you know what? At $42 an ounce, I can't do it at that price anymore. It has to come up. And everything is going to go up. So if you're interested in getting into something right now, do it today because I'm holding the prices because I'm on air saying it right now till midnight tonight.
Tomorrow. Yeah, and again, it's not rocket science. It doesn't take a quantum mechanics, you know, expert to understand two silver dollars, free shipping, a free book, and a quality film on the banking system, American Dream, for $85, that is at least, I don't know, $30-$40 off. I mean, that is insane. That is a smoking deal just for the silver dollars alone, 800-686-2237. And you heard Ted, he's run out of the stuff that what he bought when it was lower. So now he's losing money big time, not just breaking even. This deal will end tomorrow. It will go up. 800-686-2237. And it's going up every day on the gold and silver with the specials. Because again, he's running out of the stuff he bought when it was lower. Okay. 800-686-2237. When you call, say it's the Alex Jones radio specials. They got a long list of coins there. It deals you're not going to find anywhere else. I mean, I shop around, and I never buy from anybody but Ted. I buy my own specials from Ted. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Gerald Celente, called the pusher of pessimism porn by the New York Times and others, when he said this country was going into a depression, that we would continue to collapse because we've been deindustrialized and the debts. He's been proven absolutely correct, and he's going to be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. Also, tomorrow night at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to have a special broadcast with Gerald Celente. Now, it's an InfoWars special report at PrisonPlanet.tv, not the nightly newscast, InfoWars Nightly News, that starts September 1st. Man, it's coming up on us less than a month. These are special reports you've been seeing myself, Aaron Dykes, and others do. We did a two-hour one last week, an hour with Mike Adams, an hour with Sheriff Richard Mack. Extremely powerful. We're also using these live special reports as a way to work bugs out, because we're going to at first do tape to air, but then move towards trying to do the nightly news live. We'll have certain pieces that are pre-prepared, but live. You know, roll in a news report, and then I break some things down, cut to a guest on Skype live. We might even put in fiber optic where it is even better. They don't really use satellites a lot anymore inside the country. It's fiber optics. They've had those for years. So side issue, the point is, the globalists are coming down like a hammer. They can shut us down any time. It doesn't matter. I'm just operating like I'm going to be here a year from now, and we're going head up against them. We're going head up against the New World Order. Believe me, I don't want the responsibility, and it is grueling to actually get all this done. But thanks to your support, we're able to do it, and I want to thank all of you for your support. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Spread the word about the broadcast in your area. Call their sponsors and thank them, and purchase from them. Become patrons. And if you're a local business and you're listening to the show right now and believe in it, call their sales team. Advertise on the station. Because a lot of stations carry us at night or rebroadcast on the weekend have been moving us to prime time live on big stations. And they're getting good ratings from it, obviously, but we also want them in this bad economy to be successful. You vote with your dollars. Speaking of voting with your dollars, then I'm getting into our most important news of the day, the staged terror to be blamed on the American people. Just got this beauty in, absolute beauty. I said, you know, what we need is a ball cap that I would like. And being a bona fide Texas hillbilly here, it's got the Hunter's Orange, Infowars.com with the coiled snake of Don't Tread on Me. Ha ha! Now, that isn't handsome. I got my IQ reducer on, as my dad calls them. And Jeremy wears his hat backwards. I mean, you talk about, I'm just joking, man. Jeremy's one of the smartest people up here. Probably smarter than I am. He's certainly funnier than I am. There you have it. Infowars.com. Camouflage. Pure D Patriot. Ball caps. Available right now at Infowars.com. And there's all the books and the videos and the rest of it there as well. Okay, let me get out of my jovial mood, my true gregarious personality, and shift into the enemy, which is where I do not want to be. That's why I tend to screw around the show. Subconsciously, I don't want to focus on this because it's so deadly. This special report is of the utmost importance, and this is a warning to everyone. This is a warning to everyone. Just like I told you 11 years ago, the decision had been made getting rid of Glass-Steagall to destroy the dollar, and that gold and silver would go up exponentially. It's because it's a law of commodities and finance and economics. Just like jumping out in front of a Mack truck is a law of physics that you are going to get hurt really, really bad if the truck's going above 10 miles an hour, and it's going about 100 miles an hour. So this is not complex stuff if you know history. But those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The people perish for lack of knowledge, as the good book tells us. Now, there are so many deceptions here that, first off, Mitch McConnell is a nightmare. I hate him even more than Obama now. I mean, he is disgusting. Boehner is disgusting. They make me want to throw up. I mean, at least Obama admits he's been a communist and wants to ban all our guns. He's honest about it. Still, he's deceptive on many issues, and I find him disgusting as well. But these Republicans, these Republican pimps, bought and paid for by the very same interest, have come out and said this is a victory for the Tea Party, a victory for America. And you read the budget, it increases it by trillions of dollars, doesn't really make any real cuts until next year, and then those are tiny overall. I mean, here's an example. They're saying we're in deep trouble over a few trillion dollars, and the banks were given over $27 trillion in the last 3 years. I mean, come on. Again, what about their welfare? We'll see, oh, the whole economy will implode if you don't get behind it. Remember Glenn Beck endorsing the banker bailout? You will always know these people at key junctures by what they do. Ron Paul called insane for being against the banker bailout and said this will only make it worse a few years down the road. Now we're there. It's designed. But here it is. As Senate votes, McConnell declares Tea Party won. Reid says Tea Party is disconcerting. What did Biden come out and do? He said they're terrorists. Remember that Politico headline? Biden linked Tea Partiers to terrorists. And then he tried to say, well, I didn't really mean that. Oh, really? Here's the New York Times the same day. Can't we do this right? Thomas L. Friedman read that yesterday. He compares the Tea Party to people with bombs strapped to themselves, and he compares them to Islamic terrorist groups like Hezbollah. Go read it for yourself. Oh, here's another one. Politico. The Tea Party's terrorist tactics from the weekend, July 29th. Just type Tea Party terrorist in. You get hundreds and hundreds of articles in the last 2 weeks, thousands in the last year. Here's another one. Letter. Norway terrorist rhetoric similar to that of Tea Party. That's out of, what is that, Gannett. Here's another one. The left hopes for a Tea Party terrorist. This is from last year with different national talk show hosts like Stephanie Miller saying, this is a Tea Party person. Remember Bloomberg within an hour saying the Times Square bombing was a Tea Partier? And people say that doesn't make sense. He knew it wasn't. They're just introducing it in the back of the mind. They know you're not really paying attention. They know you're only halfway paying attention. Here's another one, the Examiner. Tea Party terrorism, was Biden right? Listen, this is very elementary. The foreign central banks have come in, taken over the regulators, bought off both sides of the Congress at the leadership level. That's why they've created a super Congress now for banker bailouts and taxes and cuts, so they can do whatever they want. They're just getting us ready for this. And they're saying, now, oh my gosh, here's a DHS video for the public. White people are the terrorists. Minorities report them. And all these internal memos and training manuals for the military and police. I've seen this from the secret documents that got leaked and told you, hey, behind the scenes, this isn't about Al-Qaeda anymore. See, before they go public with something, they shift it behind the scenes and get everybody trained and ready before they roll it out. So we knew. They're getting ready to shift over to domestic groups. Then they start the public rollout of it in preparation for everybody's mind to be primed. Now, right now, it's like Biden sounds dumb saying the Tea Party is going to stage terror. But then next, it happens, and they go, ooh, he was right. So this whole thing is scripted, just like when you know that Chevy's coming out with a new Corvette or a new Camaro, and you see a bunch of ads, you know, coming out next month, the new Camaro. Hey, they got a new Camaro. It's an advertising complete rollout, 100%. You have all the past cases of government staging terror, Oklahoma City, all the proofs there. So we know the plan. Then you have all these White House advisors, Robert Shapiro, Financial Times of London, others saying we need a terror attack to get things going. I've read that quote over and over again. Barring an Oklahoma City or 9/11, we're not going to get our agenda through. Bill Clinton in 96 tells USA Today, I owe my reelection to Oklahoma City. That's quoted in there. Other letters go around. You start having Media Matters framing it. Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, they're going to cause domestic terror. Michael Savage, he's going to cause domestic terror. You can see it all to the point that Glenn Beck finally got it, what, 6-7 months ago, and that's when they freaked out and said, that's it, Glenn, you're gone. And he's like, but they're setting me up. I've got to come out and say they're preparing a new Oklahoma City. That's what he says. He points at the Democrats and says they're preparing it. You bet they are. The private corporations that sit above them, they've been given the word, go with this script. Something's going to happen that's going to pull your bacon out of the fire. I mean, they got public memos everywhere rubbing their hands together. How much more obvious does this have to get? Let's go to Glenn Beck as we go to break. Here's Glenn Beck talking about it and our article. Go ahead and put it up. The news article. There it is. Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. Here it is.
Left need this violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. President himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of
event. You think words will work for... Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox, dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show when I show
you guys. They're planning the new one. Yeah, there you go.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
All right, we're back live, and this is like being on a surfboard and watching 10 sharks circling you, and you're with some friends, and hey, we better go in. Those are great white sharks. They're like, oh, no, don't be pessimistic. They're friendly little fishies. Or I don't see any shark fins. That's too scary. I'll just live in denial. That's what's going on. There is a total rollout. It's always been planned to use Homeland Security on the American people. That's why they would never profile. You know, if they really believe it's the Muslim extremists running all this, well, why didn't they profile? Oh, no, don't worry. Everyone gets a hand stuck down their pants. Now they're going to have Israeli stuff in front of it where they demand to ask questions where you're going, what you're doing. If they don't like the way you lick their boots properly, you're not going to fly. And now they're going to be on the highways. We told you that. Oh, that's fear-mongering. Really, they say that's their plan. So I just played you Glenn Beck. And he didn't even get into Robert Shapiro and the Financial Times and all these other memos where Democrats are like, a terror attack would sure help. It would sure be good. And they talk to each other in major newspapers like we're not even here. Like we're morons. And, you know, I have gotten Savage, I have gotten Beck and others to start talking about this. Because let me tell you something. Talking about this can stop them from doing it. I don't want to be right. If we get enough of a buzz going about inside job, false flag, those type of terms, and people are looking for it, when the feds put the underwear bomber Mutalib on the plane, and we had two lawyers that were listeners, the Haskells, both of them lawyers, Mr. and Mrs. Haskell, and they saw sharp-dressed guy argue with security without a passport, get the drugged and disheveled underwear bomber on Christmas Day on the plane. They were watching him, thinking he was suspicious. A guy's videotaping him the whole time. Then they have another bomb threat, pull everybody off, say they find bombs. All this stuff later came out. And it turned out, oh, no, nobody helped get him on the plane. State Department says, well, we're not going to take the blame. An unnamed U.S. agency told us to get him the visa and help get him on. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane, okay? And that's to get the scanners in for you, the American people. Some drugged out, who knows? I mean, they could grab me for the guy disappeared for 6 months, drug me up, torture me, inject me with a bunch of stuff, halcyon, amnesiacs, roll you in, help get you on the plane. Ooh, a firecracker goes off in your pants, and all liberties ended in the United States. I mean, I was going to get eggs on Christmas Day to the local corner station, and because my wife wanted to make deviled eggs for the next day, going to my parents. And I hear the bombing has just happened. I go in and get the eggs, come back out, get in the car, and they cut to a newscast saying, don't worry, they're going to put scanners in now because of this. And I knew full well they'd ordered the stinking things a year before. I mean, they even staged it for the rollout of them coming up the next month, a week away. I mean, it's all scripted. It's all rollout. They roll it out like products. How do you know when a new movie's coming out? Because you see the ads for it. How do you know when a new flavor of M&M's coming out? They tell you, folks. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. But instead, we get into the hype. Oh, there's a new terror threat. It's the Tea Party. Let's get into it. Oh, they're rolling it out. Oh, and the left's like suddenly, oh, I like this. You're a terrorist. I'm going to watch you now. Idiots. Idiots. I told conservatives, stop buying into giving up liberty to get the Muslims you love to hate so much. Because it's going to be used on you. Keep hating the Muslims if you want, if that's your fetish, okay? Whatever. But remember, it's going to be used on you. Get it through your head. Get it through your head. Get it. I told all you Bush supporters, I said, everything he's setting up is going to be used by the next Democrat. And now the moron liberals. Everything being used, you know, that Obama's got now and grabbing, it's going to be used by the Republican. They're all on the same team. Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid. It's a scam. Now, here's Michael Savage. He's got a bunch of these clips. Just type into the YouTube, Michael Savage, Obama Reichstag. And he lays it all out that when the people wake up to them, that they're going to stage terror. Here it is.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon, Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth.
And they're running into the ground by design for their banker masters. And here's the deal. You're not going to join this out there, corporate chiefs that are listening, and follow orders and have any future. This is a hot tyranny. And if we don't do it, start standing up now, later you're going to wish, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, that you'd stood up to it earlier. Oh, how later we burned in the camps, wishing we would have stood up earlier when we could have. You better choose a side right now, folks, for your children's sake.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Forecaster Gerald Salente joining us via video connection from upstate New York, joining us in a moment. Incredible video quality, but the audio is delayed. But you know what? So what if it's delayed? We'll get him on. It's just good to see him. And if we're unable to get a good audio sync, I'd rather see him. And the radio listeners is the main audience anyway, so it doesn't matter. But we're working on getting him on here in just a second. To break down how so many of his predictions, unfortunately, as you know, I like to say, unfortunately, because we don't like to be right here, we like to turn things around and then have folks go, oh, you said this was going to happen. When we didn't say it was going to happen, you know, that it was a foregone conclusion, if we stop it. But yes, this stuff is going to happen if we do not turn it around. Now, remember, this is a listener-supported radio broadcast. So when you purchase from our different sponsors, when you buy books, videos, from our online video bookstore shopping cart, Ladies and gentlemen, that funds our operation and the books, the videos, the news reporting, the on-the-scene reporting, all of what we do. And again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have a new hat. It's a camouflage hat in Hunter Orange, Infowars.com, with the coiled snake of Don't Tread on Me, and then Infowars.com on the back of that. I think this is probably the best-looking thing we've come out with yet. I am definitely, when I wear a hat when I'm out fishing or working in the yard, this baby, there's not a lot of hats I'll wear. You know, I'll wear a short-brimmed Stetson, stuff like that. You know, I'm going to be out all day sometimes. But this is a hat I'll be wearing. And when you purchase it, you advertise liberty and freedom and spread the word and also support the broadcast. We do have Salente now. He is there. Okay, good. I wasn't sure we'd gotten him. And then lastly, ladies and gentlemen, a similar liberty motif, evil terrorist motif, liberty or death, don't tread on me. On the front, a new design, and on the back, Infowars.com. We've never had a shirt sell this good, and that's good because we've got big bills to pay around here. So it's a win, 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 win. Now, going to Gerald Celente, who for decades has been a best-selling author and political and, of course, economic researcher, going to him. And about 2 years ago, the New York Times and others started to attack him and say that he's into pessimism porn, that he's a bad guy, that the economy was great, that the banker bailout was going to fix everything. And he really just covered common sense and said QE1, QE2, now QE3, this is going to devalue the dollar. Our manufacturing base is gone. It's insiders and their crooks looting us. They're lying to you, telling you everything's okay because they are consolidating the wealth. And they demonized him. They attacked him. They went after him and said, look, this crazy guy from New York, he says the sky's blue. We're telling you it's burnt orange at high noon. This guy says water's wet. This guy says ducks quack. This guy says, you know, that women wear lipstick. This guy says up is up when we know it's down. This guy says black is black when we know it's white. This guy doesn't believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, or the Keebler Elves. Or dragons, this guy's crazy. Well, we now know they're the ones that are crazy. And it's not that they're crazy. They're lying on purpose. They have a record of being wrong about 90% of the time because they want to lie to you. Gerald has a record of being right about 98% of the time, just like we do, because we're into reality. Now, look at this news. Is he right, about a year and a half ago, saying by the end of 2010 we'd be in a depression? Well, the real numbers show we are in one. They are now having to admit, I see it in the news every day, oh, this kind of is a depression, a double-dip recession. No, according to real economic numbers, it's a serious, sliding depression. Crime all over, metal being stolen, rapes, robberies exploding. They reported in the news today, crime's up 37% in Austin from last year. But the national news lies and says the crime's low. We're going to Gerald, but I want to toot his horn. And toot ours as well. Listen to this. CNBC, Europe on the brink of major economic collapse. We told you every time they bail them out, it's designed to consolidate power. It only gets worse. I mean, that's not hard. We told you that was a fraud 2 years ago. So did Gerald. Here's another one. Italy under fire and widening euro crisis. You know, all of Europe could collapse. Reuters. All of Europe collapse. It's designed to collapse. It's an impossible derivative black hole we've been signed on to. Chinese agency, second downgrade in a year, says that they're hyperinflating the currency and that we lost our A-plus last year, and now it's gone down even more. Here's another one. China joins Russia in blasting U.S. borrowing at debt ceiling agreement. People say, why do they care? Because it's globally causing inflation. Bond market developments are deep concern, says Barroso over in the EU. Incredible. Massive rout spells trouble for Wall Street. Going to Gerald Celente. Gerald, here it is, my friend, and you predicted it. You told folks we've hit an iceberg, the water's coming to the Titanic, and they said, no, the boat's just leaning because the captain likes to do that. Gerald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for all that you said.
Well, I mean, you said it was sunny outside today, and it is. I mean, you said the sky was blue, Gerald. I mean, But let's break down where we've been, how you knew this would happen, and now what you have to say about the media that's been covering this up and where we're going in the future.
Well, how we got here, let's go back to 2000. And, of course, we were getting there before then. but they keep pumping up failing systems. Actually, it happened after the crash of 1987. And they just keep doing it. Rather than letting the white shoe boys take losses, they have to create another scam, another scheme, an SNL crisis, whatever it might be, to keep it going. Then we go into the great dot-com boom. And in October, it's right there. You could go to our website, trendsjournal.com. In October of 1999, we said the dot-com bust was going to happen, and it would happen by the second quarter of 2000. Voila, it happened in March. Now what goes on? March, 2000, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and then you go into 9/11. George Bush is president. The country's going into a free fall. All of a sudden, the country rallies around our president. And what do? They begin to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. And that's when they started creating the big bubble that has burst. And the only thing we're feeling now is the fallout from it. It's popped. So they created the real estate bubble, and they created the credit crisis. Now, in 2008, you remember the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson? Oh, yeah, the guy that used to be the CEO of the Goldman Sachs gang. Oh, yeah, that Henry. The guy that you would never want to sit across and have lunch with because you think you were dining with Frankenstein? Yeah, that Henry Paulson. The guy that came out and told all of us that we have to give our money to bail out the too big to fails, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Citigroup. So we came out when that began to happen, and we said they're creating the bailout bubble. After Paulson goes, then Obama's team comes in. And what do? We're going to put together a stimulus package that's going to stimulate like you never felt before. Shovel-ready jobs. And what do? Wait a minute. By the year 2000, Mr. Salenti, our unemployment rate will be around 7%. And then you hear Joe Biden say, you wait, we're going to be creating up to 500,000 jobs a month. And what did they create last month? 8,000? Little bit off, Joe. So what they've been doing is they've been talking up the Ponzi scheme. And to keep the scheme going, they get more guys in there. More of the white shoe boys. Let's bring in Ben Bernanke, the expert on the Great Depression. Terrific! What a guy! Knows how to fix a Model T Ford. I got it. We're going to keep dumping money in and bail out our buddies. We call it the discount window. And if you're a member of one of the mob members, you could borrow, Alex, at 0.01%. And you could get all you want. Just keep it going. Then QE2, QE1, QE2, and now we got screwed. And the whole thing is collapsing. That's why, as I've been yelling now, and since we first printed in 2001, the beginning of the gold bull run, as a matter of fact, I tweeted on July 27th that after this so-called bailout thing, this debt ceiling crisis is salvaged, watch gold. Because if it doesn't go below 1600 after they come out with their scheme, it's going to take a sharp spike. And here we go.
And again, Gerald, as you've said many times, the system knows this. They know what they're doing. They understand the laws of economics, but they lie to the sheep. They lie to the public to get them suckered back in to their Ponzi schemes while they are hoarding gold and silver themselves. It's not that gold and silver are going up. When they signal they're going to keep running the debts up and go into QE3, well, that signals that that the dollar is being devalued along with every other global currency that's tied to it around the world. And so gold and silver is going to go up. And I always love it. 3 or 4 months ago, when they drove it down and manipulated it and played a bunch of games with naked shorts, and gold went down $100 and silver went down $15, and everybody said, oh my gosh, Alex is wrong, Gerald's wrong. And we're like, look at an 11-year graph. It always goes up. They drive it down a little, and then it goes back up even more because the laws of economics are there. They can play little hat tricks and try to fool people for a little while to stay out of gold and silver because it exposes what they're doing with the fiat paper. But it's a law of economics that this is going to happen. And I'm not happy that we're right, Gerald. I know you're not. I'm not happy that we're probably going to have $2,000 gold by next year, even earlier. I'm not happy that this is going to, I'm not happy hearing that crime is exploding everywhere that, of course, you predicted 3 years ago and we did as well. I mean, this means they're going ahead with the roasting of the United States and the rest of the world. I mean, we knew they were going to implode Europe after the next round of robberies. I mean, that's all that's happening is the rats are stealing some loot as they leave the sinking ship that they knocked a hole in the bottom of. So, Gerald, where do we go from here now? And what's your view on the Super Congress? They've never had a committee that can originate the legislation and then on top of it block filibusters and amendments. I mean, this is really scary.
Well, before I answer those, I want to just jump back 1 second. Another question you asked me that I didn't answer. You said, why isn't the press covering this? You know, you have our Trends Journal, and we'll send you the JPEG, of the prestitute. That's who they are, the suck-ups and the bow-downs that follow orders from the top, that, you know, General Electric tells you what to do. And who are they? They're CBS and NBC. They're ABC and NPR. They're all of them, the prestitutes. They bow and they scrape. We have a Anthony Freda illustration of a prestitute. Everyone that sees it will understand it. So that's why they're not telling us the truth about anything. All they do is carry the water. Alex, how about the news in Fukushima? Shouldn't that be front page news?
Oh, the fact that it's the highest radiation ever recorded coming out of reactors and, quote, deadly pockets that if you were in there for minutes, it would kill you. The fact that they knew that in the first week that three of the reactors had totally blown up and melted down, and then later the two other ones did. Only one of them didn't melt down of the six because it had already been shut down. Or how about we went and looked up the fact that, because we did some research, that hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods were stored above each reactor. We blew the video up of that mushroom cloud that happened 3 days into the disaster on that Monday, and we watched the rods blown 3,000 feet in the air, and we said those are rods, and months later they admitted, yes, rods were blown a mile and a half away.
So that's it. They're covering up the news. You know what this really is? It's not, as we said and others, politics is show business for ugly people. How could any self-respecting person take a look at McConnell or Reid or Pelosi or any of these people and think that they have it together? Oh, I love that little guy Ryan out there. You know, the tough one that wants to take every benefit away from everybody and privatize it. Yeah, we looked him up. There's a story in the Trends Journal about him. This guy's never gotten his fingers dirty in his life. And they're telling you to cut. And what does the media say? Have you heard one word from the prostitutes? Hey, Congress, how many cuts did you take? How many benefits did you lose? How are you making sacrifice? Not a word. So what it is, it's Hollywood. For politics is show business for ugly people, and all the press are the same kind of hacks out there. These Botox babes, man, you watch them, the only thing moving are their lips, and barely. They're like the paparazzi and the Variety of Hollywood covering the stars.
And they're all, I've met a lot of them, totally unhappy, totally unfulfilled, because they're not living in reality. And Gerald, you've told us this, The Economist, every analyst, because we only have analysts on who've been right 90% of the time or more, that they would shift then from, hey, I remember this 3-4 years ago we talked about, it's going to go from hope and change to sacrifice, chip in. And now they've gone to that. You've got to sacrifice. You've got to chip in with higher taxes. But not the big mega banks and the insiders, the white shoe boys, as you say. They are exempt from taxes, period, because they write the rules, and then they're not just exempt, They then suck through corporate welfare the majority of the money, but all their goodies are off the table, Gerald.
Well, that's right, because you know why? Hey, they're too big to fail. Don't you know who we are? I mean, that's all it is. You know, they're the crime, the Wall Street crime family. And as we move forward to answer your other question, where is it going? You know, how many more warning signals do people have to hear before they start taking measures for the collapse? It has happened already. Look what's going on. The world's at war. How many more wars do you need to become a world war? The Mideast is in flames. Israel, the same reason. And by the way, they re-engineered history. They keep calling these pro-democracy movements. They have nothing to do with democracy. They have to do with the same thing the Israelis are arguing about or unhappy about, as the Greeks are, as the Spanish are, as the Italians, and everybody else that's getting the shaft. They're forced to sacrifice while the criminal oligarchs and the people controlling the monopolies are taking in all the business and giving them nothing. And why not? Because they're better than we are. They're Harvard, Princeton, Yale Club. They're the Cambridge Eton boys. They have proper etiquette. It's all, look, the only, you've heard me, the IMF. It's a verb. IMF. You just dealt with the International Mafia Federation. The loan sharks are last resort.
Listen, it's been declassified that IMF and World Bank actually sent hitmen in to kill government leaders who won't sign their people on to fraudulent debts and agree to default on them so they can come in and take over. I mean, these are savage, savage criminals. And but here's the good news. For the last 3 years, every economic indicator, a classic depression. They've said milk and honey, everything's great. Now I'm seeing in the news, this is a depression. Geithner goes on Meet the Press a few weeks ago and says the greatest recession. There are metal thieves everywhere taking everything. Carjackings, coffee places I go to have their doors jerked off and their cash registers and safes stolen. Houses are being broken into everywhere. The police are being cut. And they're telling us, crime's down, crime's down. You don't need your guns to protect yourself. Kidnappings exploding all over the Southwest. And what's the ATF doing? Shipping guns to Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment. And then the Attorney General gets caught lying and doesn't get in trouble. Gerald, this is so lawless. But the issue is now they're having to admit, okay, maybe it is a depression. So they've discredited themselves. So where do you see this going? Is it, I mean, look at Obama's approval ratings plunging. Where does this go?
Well, it goes into the Great Depression, the greatest depression. It's worldwide. There's no stopping it. And as we said when we first made our forecast, just follow the notes. 1929, Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, World War II. Play now. The Panic of 08, the Great Recession, Great Depression. Currency wars that are going on, as you mentioned it. All of the currencies are under pressure. And what follows, trade wars and then real wars. They're going to take us to war. These are sociopaths and psychopaths, and they love cannon fodder. They'll get the people's mind off the problems. Just like, remember the Obama versus Osama story on May 1st? How the whole nation went on alert? We got Osama! He's wearing cement block shoes, and he's swimming with the fishes. So they fear and hysteria. This is what fascist governments do. Look at the fear and hysteria they generated from that. And I got another one for you. If your memory's short, how about we're going to go into default if we can't come up with a deal? If Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Artie can't put their minds together and come up with a deal, we'll go into default and you're not going to get your Social Security money. You're not going to get your Medicaid, Medicare. You're going to get nothing. So it's fear and hysteria, and that's where they're taking us.
And then they blame the fact that China and Moody's and Standard & Poor's are all saying, hey, you already are defaulting by hyperinflation. They then blame the Ron Paul-type Tea Party people that actually want to go after the white shoe boys the New York Mafia, the globalist, the private Federal Reserve, they're now in the news saying, oh, we're losing our credit rating because you didn't get a deal quick enough. It's not the hyperinflation. It's not the too big to fail. It's not the tens of trillions stolen. It's not the derivatives. Now it's the fault of anybody, left, right, center, doesn't matter, who is mad at the bankers. And now there's the new one they've been beta testing, Gerald. Oh, these libertarian people and these people that are angry at the government, they're terrorists, and Homeland Security's now for them, and they're about to hit us any minute, Gerald. I mean, you can really see them now branding that Homeland Security is for the American people, not for the real financial terrorist.
Again, fear and hysteria. They're going to keep playing it. And look at, as I said, Obama's numbers spiked after the Osama bin Laden thing. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to keep the people in fear and hysteria. And it's global, and it's breaking down, and there's no stopping it. And I keep repeating GC's, Gerald Celente's, you know, three G's. And that is guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Because this thing is turning ugly fast. And as you point out, right, I could actually see this place across the street. It's the old, one of the oldest buildings in the United States. Late 1600s it was built, the Pearson's House. And they just refurbished it and put on gutters, you know, to stay with the times, you know, the beautiful copper gutters. They're gone. I have pots out in front of my place out here at the Trends Research Institute. The street guy comes to me and says, hey, man, I'm going to tell you, my pal wants to steal your copper pots out there. I said, what copper pots? He said, those two. I said, they're not copper. They're pottery. They're painted copper. And then, of course, I said to the guy, listen, if your friend steals those pots, you know, he's not going to like what happens to him. So that's what's going on.
He might fall down and hit his head. That's the way America used to get its justice done. And that brings me to the next issue. We have breaking news, Gerald. I want you to do five more minutes into the next hour, if you can, with us. Our good friend Mike Adams at Natural News called us earlier this morning. He's confirmed that this story is not even out yet. It'll be at Natural News at Infowars.com in the next 10 minutes. Multi-targeted raid by combination of county sheriff, FDA, Department of Agriculture, and CDC. Armed raid of Rawsum Foods, a raw food buying club in Venice, California. And they do this to, you know, scare everybody and terrorize everybody. Second raid on Healthy Family Farms, which provides raw dairy products legally. Third raid on home of James Stewart, founder of Rawsum. And it just goes through all of this. They're raiding people all over with SWAT teams while the country implodes, while the bankers openly steal everything, while the ATF ships guns to drug gangs all over the U.S., not just Mexico. They are raiding Amish, you name it. It's all accelerating again. And you can't have a garden in your front yard. I mean, this is total mafia.
Well, I think it's a bit worse than mafia. I would say this is total fascism. We have a new feature on our Trends in the News, the Trends Journal, when you're a subscriber. We now have Hans Himmler, America's favorite Nazi. He escaped Germany, hid in Argentina, and now he's come to America for the land that makes him feel at home.
So when I say mafia, I mean just total organized crime. Not even that, slavery. They're making us actual, like, prisoners aren't allowed to have, I guess some prisoners can't have gardens. I mean, all these resources, because they know people are getting away from the big mega agra. Well, you've always talked about, you said people are going to start getting together and creating co-ops, and they can't allow that, Gerald.
No, again, it's fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. Everything that you've been talking about hurts the bigs. Matter of fact, you know, if that woman planted that garden out front over there in Oak Park, Michigan, you know, she may have started something. If other people start doing it, what would happen to Monsanto? My God, what would happen to these companies that are selling all this junk?
If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Five more minutes with Gerald Celente, then a bunch of breaking news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.